Tziduim Divrei Abach, who sums up the Nes from Chanukah, he's coming to answer the Shaila, why the Yom Tov of Purim, Chazal wa Kiveya, Mishte v'simcha, Achila alidei Mishte, Chanukah is lahalelu lahoydeis. We don't find that it's a mitzvah laharbois besuda, state in the Shulchan Aruch, it's a sudas reshus. So says the Bach, he says, by Purim, he starts off, the gzera was on the guf, shenenu misudasi shalach ha-shverish, they did tshuva, they were misane, inu nafshom, memela tiknu, lemishte v'yomtev zeichel aneis, aval b'chanaka, ikar ha-gzera was shehisrashlu ba'avoida, they were misrashel in the avoida from the Beis HaMikdash, al kein hoisa ha-gzera levatel mehem ho-avoida, kiditanya bebraisa shegozo levatel ho-avoida, b'misuyim d'neiris, omdu v'timu kol ha-shmanim, kishechozru b'tshuva, they were moise nefesh, limso nafshom al ho-avoida. Memela alke nasa ha-neis gam b'neirois, tachasa shehi'iru nafshom, limso nafshom al ho-avoida. They were lomos al kiddush Hashem, lefichoch loikovum elo lahalel ulohoido she-avoida she-beleif. What's stated in the Bach is, they were misrashel b'avoida, therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took away the avoida. They don't have a schus to have the avoida until he'iru b'nafshom to be moisa nefesh on the avoida. And then it was nasa lehem nes. This is a nekuda, the nekuda we have to take out of Chanukah. What does it mean to be misrashel in the avoida? It means when you're not machshiv avoidas Hashem, toiru u'mitzvahs. We find that when Yaakov bought the bechayra from Esav for the nezid adoshim, the Pasuk says, Vayivez Esav es ha-bechoyra. He was mevazit. And the Rishonim explained he was mevazit. Therefore, there was no oino in the Mekach, because it wasn't worth too much to him. L'choyra, there's a groyser shayla over here. Rashi says, how did Yaakov convince Esav to sell it? He told him that the avoida has many azhoris. If you do this, yichayiv malkus, this is an avera. Shosu yayin, you'll get misa. You go into the wrong place, cross the line, chayiv misa. Esav said, "Hinei anoichi hoylech lomos." He said, "What do I need this for? This is a konus nefoshes mamish, pachat pechodim. Hinei anoichi hoylech lomos. This is not for me." That means Esav sold the avoida. He didn't want it because it was a chiyuv. It was terrifying. Hinei anoichi hoylech lomos. So where's the vayivez Esav es habachira? He didn't want it. He was looking to get rid of it. So adarabba, he got for it at least nezid anoshim. He would have given it away. Where's the bezoyin? The answer is Rabbi Yisai. If you're not willing to die for the avoida, that's a bizarre avoida. Esav was willing his whole life. He was a hunter. It was a sakonas of the foshes also. Things that are important in life, we're willing to give to be moisa nefesh. Moisa nefesh doesn't only mean giving up your life, to give up your rotzen, to take out your time, things that will do a lot for business, for things that are important to us. When it comes to the avoida, Esav is saying, for the avoida to be in a chashash of Shem Hayom, it's not worth it. That's vayivez Esav es habachira. When Klal Yisrael was misrashil in the avoidas, the pshat, it lost its chashivas, it wasn't choshuv. How much is a person willing to give for avoidas Hashem? That's the siman. We had here the Yarchi Kala this week, where hundreds of balabatim, avreichim also, gave up from the daily schedule, gave up from the business, the panosa, to come and learn in the yeshiva for a few days. The chashivas from Torah. When a person has a hisrashlu, he's not willing to give for avodas Hashem, that's hisrashlu, you have no schus to have it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes it away. Until omdu limso nafsho al avodah. There's an interesting medrash. There's an interesting, very interesting medrash that it's a chazal that but Yaakov Avinu in the left of the parasha, Yaakov Avinu went, he was to go back for the Pachim Ketanim, and Sori Shel Esav came and made a melchoma with him. It's mevur in the chazal in Meforshim that the melchoma, we learn Pashtus that he went back for the Pachim Ketanim, he was alone, Matzav Sasakono, that was the Hecha Timtza that the Sori Shel Esav could chap him. It's mevu in many rayas that I'm not going into now, that name, more than that, the melchoma was on the Pachim Ketanim itself. So Ishel Esav didn't want Yaakov to have the Pachim Ketanim. What's the pshat in this Mulchoma? The whole Mulchoma was about the Pachim. It's gebracht from the Arizal. The reason why Yaakov was Moise Nefesh is because Tzadikim know that every single thing they have from the Eibishter is for their Avodas Hashem. There's nothing Levatol. Yaakov knew this Pachim Ketanim he needs. I don't know why, when, but it'll come in. I need it for my Avodas Hashem. That means Yaakov was Moise Nefesh for Devorim Ketanim. Not only the big things. That's what the Sori Shel Esav was coming for and saying, pay attention to the big things, not the Pachim Ketanim, it's not worth it. The Melchoma was the small things in our Avoida. In the Meforishim it says that Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov were all Moise Nefesh. V'yohavta es Hashem b'chol levovcho, b'chol nafshecho, b'chol mo'idecho, is k'neged Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Each one had their bechina of Moise Nefesh. It's a meshechoch m'parshas v'eschanon. What Yaakov was Moisef is for the small things. A Friday Seder, Limud on Shabbos, a little bit extra in the Chinuch Habonim, in the Zahiris from where we go on vacation. Kol Echad knows when it comes down to some small details how sometimes we look over. Yaakov Avinu said even the Kleiner Zachin, he was Moisef Nefesh Bizen Soif, and that was the Melchoma. Shteit in Chazal, Hashem said to Yaakov, Ato Masarta Nafshecho Al Pachim Ketanim, There's a shach, Sefer Shach al HaTorah, that brings the pach HaShemen from the Chashmerom was the same pach that Yaakov Avinu went back for. That means sometimes something looks as a dover cotton. We don't know what our tafkid is to have it. Look, this was the Pachim Ketanim that lasted all through the Doiris, the Neis von Chanukah. Everything that seemingly may be a dover cotton is not. You don't know how far it can go, how much it's really worth. That's what we have to take out of Hanukkah, is the chashivas in the avodah, to be willing to give of our lives, even from what seemingly is kleiner zachin. And the Bach ends off. That's why the whole takon of Hallel, the whole takon of Hanukkah, lahallel ulahoidois, shehi avodah shebelev. It's not physical things. It's about our lev. What are we machshiv? What do we thank Hashem for? It's not only about the maisad lokas amenoira and having sufganiyot and donuts and everything else about Chanukah, but being machshiv, getting a new chashivas for the avoida for Torah, miyat Hashem, the neiris Chanukah should be meir for us, meir in our lives to see the koyach of the dvor makatanim. Every 5 minutes of seder is unbelievable 5 minutes of Torah. Taka to give us a chizik for the whole year.